Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I just got to say it, though. I think I've had enough of Cam Newton before this NFL season's even started. He's on Instagram. He's losing his mind. He's making it clear he accepted a contract that pays him less than backups who can't hold a candle to him. He's flexing in the he's in a workout room, and he's put together. I mean, nobody's ever doubted that. But he's making fun of Teddy Bridgewater and the Carolina Panthers. He's flexing into the camera saying, you're going to choose that over this? Be a fool if you want to. And these are quotes. I'm really a monster. But I tell you this, I'm getting tired of being humble now, is what he says. I don't know when Cam Newton's ever been humble. I don't. Then he goes on to say, I'm a MFing killer. I'm really a killer. You feel me? I'm getting tired of all this humble stuff. He doesn't say stuff. Because when you're humble, they start taking advantage of you. When you don't say nothing, they start taking advantage of you. But the hyenas can be doing all they do. And the elephants can be doing all they want. All they want to do. The giraffes, the antelopes, the chimpanzees, even the gorilla. But there's one MFing animal in the jungle, and when he roars, everything stops. And I'm about to MFing roar. I didn't make that up. He just said that on an Instagram post yesterday.
Yeah, in the midst of a workout in what looks like his home gym. I'm kind of here for Cam Newton being loud and outspoken, because it will then go one of two ways. And I'm happy to see it go either way. And he's working out in the gym, and he's trying to fire himself up, and whatever. It is what it is. But I'm here for it cutting one of two ways. I'm here for it either being Cam Newton comes back, and he's a monster and a beast, and he looks like 2015 Cam Newton. And I hate the New England Patriots, and I can't stand Belichick, but it would be something to watch. We'll get sick of the coverage of it at some point, undoubtedly. But that'll give me something to hate, to be quite honest. Sports hate. It'll give me another reason to hate the Patriots even more again, even though Brady's gone, because then it'll be Cam Newton this and Cam Newton that, and the Patriots are the gods of the football world again. And it'll give me something to direct my ire towards. Or it'll cut the other way, and that Cam won't be nearly as good as perhaps he thinks he can be, as perhaps Belichick and the Patriots think he can be, as he once was. And then it's all about the Patriots falling down again and going to Jarrett Stidham by week 7.
Well, or Brian someone Hoyer may want to tell 6. Mr. Cam Newton, and I'm just going to interject here, and maybe I'm reading the room wrong, but his words, the king of the jungle, if he wants to be the king of the jungle, he might want to start with being healthy and getting through a season and playing more than like 3 games. I don't get it. I don't understand where Cam Newton has been anything but a disappointment over the past couple of years.
Over the past couple of years, yeah, he has been. He hasn't. To your point, he hasn't been. It's been multiple injuries. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. So get out on the field and prove it on the field. But I'm here for Cam Newton thinking he's been overlooked, so that he can go to New England and take over the football world, or whatever he or the Patriots think may happen. And then again, it will cut one of two ways. Either Cam Newton will pay off on all of the workout video bluster and all of the I'm tired of being humble and all that, and we'll have an opportunity to hate the Patriots all over again, or it won't work out and we'll all get to laugh at the fact that the Patriots ended up falling on their faces because they rolled the dice on Cam Newton. So, for me, I'm here for it. Go ahead, my man. Go ahead, yell at the camera while you're working out and doing your abs in the gym, and there's music blasting in the background. You're tired of being humble. Fine by me. Let's go out on the field then and prove why you shouldn't be humble.
Yeah, I don't know why. Humble's a strange word to me that he chose, though. When has he ever been humble? I don't know. Has he been humbled?
Well,
but when has he ever showed? When has he ever showed a modesty or a low estimate of one's own importance? When has he shown that?
I also think the coverage out of Boston and the immediate aftermath of him signing with the Patriots and all these questions about, is Bill Belichick going to let Cam Newton celebrate and that kind of nonsense, led it down the path of, well, should Cam Newton walk in here meek and humbled? Maybe humbled because of his performance the last couple of years, but should he walk in and think that he's not going to be allowed to be himself because Bill Belichick's going to try and mold him in some sort of... I mean, Tom Brady celebrated when he scored a touchdown. Rob Gronkowski tried to spike the ball through the ground. So to act like Bill Belichick isn't going to let Cam Newton walk into Foxborough and be Cam Newton was kind of silly in the coverage that came out of Boston.
Maybe, but I'll say this.
Maybe he's reacting to that.
You just cited the greatest quarterback and the greatest tight end of all time.
Okay.
Cam Newton's not anywhere near the greatest quarterback. Like, those guys earned that, and they were both homegrown.
Okay, that's fine. But when you sign a guy like Cam Newton, you sign all of Cam Newton, and you understand that when he scores a touchdown, he's going to do the Superman pose when he walks into the end zone. And if you're Bill Belichick and you want to win football games – and you think he may be better than Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer, you live with that. I don't think Bill Belichick's going to, the first time he talks to Cam Newton, be like, listen, there's not going to be any of this Superman stuff in the end zone, okay, Cam? Because I don't think Bill Belichick cares what you do once you score the touchdown, as long as you score the touchdown.
Maybe. I just think if I'm Cam Newton, I tone down my act until I prove that I'm good again. And he just, there's nothing he can do right now to prove that he's good again until football starts. But this has put people, again, just my opinion, that are on the fence about Cam Newton going, what's this guy talking about? He sucked last year. And if I'm led to believe that every single time people talk and they talk about the NFL, they say, it's a what have you done lately for me league. He hadn't done anything lately. He hadn't done anything but watch football games and complain and talk about how good he is. That's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.